Well, a very, very big welcome to you from here in London to my FOSDEM talk. So my talk today is entitled, It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's SDK Man. A few words about myself. My name is Marco from Merlin. I'm a South African who was raised by Dutch parents in South Africa. But I live in London. I've been living here for the last 15 years. I am a polyglot developer. I work mostly on the JVM on a day-to-day basis. I program in Kotlin and Scala mostly, and also do a bit of Java and Groovy from time to time. I'm currently working for a Norwegian company called Heimstaden, even though I'm based here in the UK. And in my spare time, I'm the maintainer of SDK Man, which this talk is about. So I'm also in the process of writing a book. I'm almost done with it, actually. It will be coming out a little bit later this year, called Functional Programming in Kotlin. It's basically a port of the famous Red Book, the Functional Programming in Scala Red Book, that is very popular among Scala developers, but now for Kotlin developers. Right, let's take a very quick bird's eye look at what this talk is about. Firstly, we're going to be looking at the problem space and what problem SDK Man seeks to solve. We'll be looking at exactly what an SDK is. We'll be looking at the architecture of SDK Man. We'll look at the backing infrastructure. We'll be looking at vendoring aspects for third parties to publish their SDKs on SDK Man. And we are going to look at how you can contribute to SDK Man, because of course it's an open source, a free open source project. And lastly, we'll be looking at what the future holds, because we're always pushing the curve and trying to develop SDK Man to make it better. Right, so let's get right into it. And what better way to do that than with a quick demo to show you what SDK Man can do for you. Right, so let's go straight to the command line. Obviously, SDK Man is a command line tool. So what we'll do is we'll just quickly fire up SDK Man and we'll just say SDK ls, which is list, short for list. So that gives you a list of all the available SDKs that you can get on SDK Man. So as you can see there, there's so many represented. All the major JVM languages are there. Lots of frameworks, build tools, Gradle is there, Grails. We've got Kotlin and HTTP4K. We've got Scala. We've got SBT, so we've got a really broad representation. JBang is there, you can see. So SDK ls or list will give you a list of all the available SDKs. Now, say you want to take a closer look at one of those, you can qualify it by doing that. Now, that shows you all the versions that we hold. Now, this is the beauty of SDK Man, is it supports multiple versions of an SDK. And you can install them side by side. That's the cool thing. So in other words, if I just want to get the very latest, greatest version of this SDK, I can just say SDK install, or if I want to, just I, Kotlin. And this will go and get, for me, the latest version of Kotlin. So there you can see it downloading. And once it's downloaded, it'll automatically add it to the path, which means I don't have to go and set up any home variables. I don't have to go and add it to my path or anything, the usual sort of thing that you have to do. This all gets managed for you on the fly. So there you can see it's now installed Kotlin 1.4.21. If I type Kotlin, automatically it just works. There we go. Kotlin. And you can see that's 1.4.21. But now, say I wanted to install an older version. Say I wanted to install Kotlin 1.3.7.2. I can say SDK install Kotlin, and I can qualify the version 1.3.7.2. And it goes off and it fetches it for you, and it will automatically give you the option to make that the default version. So there we go. That's quickly installing it. It should almost be ready. Fantastic. Do I want to make that my new default? Let's say no for now. So if we say SDK LS Kotlin, you will now see over here that 1.4.2.1 is still the default, and 1.3.7.2 is also available. So if I say Kotlin version, if I say Kotlin version like that, it's 1.4.2.1. But what I can do now is I can open a new terminal and I say SDK use Kotlin 1.3.7.2. So now I've got one terminal running Kotlin 1.3.7.2, and I've got another one running 1.4.2.1. So I can actually run them side by side. Now that becomes particularly useful when you're, for instance, installing Java, multiple versions of Java, and you want to run them side by side. Imagine having Java 8 in one terminal and Java 11 in the other terminal. That's the magic of SDK, man. And I think this is the very big benefit of using SDK, man. The ability to use multiple versions of the same SDK side by side. Okay, so we just spoke about Java and installing Java and JDKs via SDK, man. Now, JDKs weren't always supported in the past. The reason being that SDKs on the JVM are generally platform independent, which means if you download a Scala zip file, you can use that same zip SDK on OS X or Linux or Sigwin, and it'll work just fine. But Java is different. Java gets compiled specifically for your platform, which means Java is platform specific. So we did some work in SDK Man a while back to enable platform specific SDKs, and Java was the first one that we implemented. This was actually just an enabler to get JDKs working with SDK Man. And since that time, this has become the most popular SDK on SDK Man. This is actually the thing that has pushed SDK Man forward the most, which means you can now do something to the effect of this. You can see this list view. I'm just going to make it a bit smaller.